I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Thanks for being here. Transgender people and what bathroom they should use. It's a big debate in the U.S. right now. In a moment, we'll get a unique perspective on that from Italy's most prominent transgender politician. Her name is Vladimir Luxuria, a former member of the Italian parliament. She and other gay rights activists in Italy are celebrating today because yesterday the Italian parliament voted to approve civil unions for gay couples. Italy is the last major Western country to pass such legislation. Luxuria says she worked for years to get a law like this passed.
I was waiting for these days for such a long time. We've been waiting for 30 years to have such a law in Italy. So now it's time for celebration, but not only for the gay LGBT community, for all the people who believe in freedom, who believe in love. And now I feel more proud to be Italian. Before, I was feeling a little bit ashamed when I was talking with Spanish gay guy or an Argentinian lesbian girl who could say, we can do it in our own country and you cannot do it in Italy. I feel a little bit more part of my own country.
Now, this legislation legalizes civil unions for same-sex couples, but not actual marriage. Is that a disappointment for you?
Well, our aim is, of course, equal marriage. This is our final destination, let's say. But this is an important step. Now we know that we have reached this step, and from this step, our fight towards equality, full equality, is just begun.
There's news today that some right-wing politicians in Italy want to organize a referendum to repeal the civil union law that was just passed. What do you think about that?
The same happened in the 70s with the law about divorce, when
it has been
possible to divorce in Italy. And they lost it. And now I'm sure that they will fail because families and people understand that when you grant rights to other people, this doesn't mean that they take off something from you. So I'm not afraid of this referendum, to be honest.
What is your own story of gender identity? I know you identify as a woman, but you still go by Vladimir, correct?
Yes, I decided to keep my name because I like the sound, and I think that the sound can be feminine or masculine.
Mm.
But my appearance is feminine. I like to be referred as she rather than he. I'm a transgender. I'm fine. And I try to live in harmony with my gender identity and with the fact that you can choose what you want to be and your gender cannot be conceived as a cage.
What is the word for transgender in Italian?
Transgender. We use this word, the transgender.
You use the English
which
word.
Which has Latin origin, you know, transut, gender as a genere. So we like to keep these words, which has etymologically Latin origins.
Finally, Vladimir, I just wanted to get your take on the debate that's going on in this country about access to bathrooms for transgender people, specifically this law in North Carolina that Washington is now trying to override. Have you been following this case, and what do you think about it?
Oh, yes, of course, because when I was member of the Italian parliament, the same happened to me. I was in the ladies' bathroom, and a member of the Italian parliament, a woman from the right wing, entered into the bathroom and she tried to throw me out. You are a man, you should not be in the ladies' toilet. And so there has been a kind of discussion, a debate in the Italian parliament. And at last, what they have decided in the Italian parliament that I was right to go to the ladies' toilet because of the gender identity. So I can understand the kind of humiliation that transgender women must feel when they are compelled to go into men's toilet. And it is more embarrassing for men into the men's toilet to see a woman, a transgender woman, coming into the toilet. I think nobody cares about this. It's just a kind of propaganda, a hate law. So women in the ladies' toilet don't feel ashamed or embarrassed when they see a transgender woman. People are better than politics sometimes, normal people, I say.
How did you deal with that incident in the ladies' room at the Italian parliament back in the day? And are those experiences a thing of the past today for you?
When I saw this member of the Italian parliament, this lady shouting, pointing her finger towards me, I told her, if you don't want to see me in the ladies' toilet, then I advise you to go to the men's toilet next time.
And today, do you have any of these issues still when you go to the ladies' room?
No, I'm sure there is a big invention called door, and this door can even be closed. Where can you imagine? So when you go to the ladies' toilet, you go into your room, you have your privacy. Nobody cares. Last time I went to the ladies' toilet, the lady next to me asked me if I could lend my brush. So no problem.
Oh, and you pass it over?
Yes, of course.
Vladimir Luxuria, former member of the Italian Parliament, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you.